Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and with me yet again is Frank Jag. What's up, Frank?
What's up, man? Back again.
Yeah, man. So, Frank, have you ever wanted to talk to a psychic?
Many times I have.
Yeah, me too. Well, fortunately for us, we have one of America's best psychics on the line with us, Dina Janelle. How you doing, Dina?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Doing good. So, how long have you been a psychic medium? And what's the difference between the two, really, if you could explain that as well?
Well, I've been a psychic medium my entire life. Professionally, I've been doing it for about 5 years. The difference between a psychic and a medium is a psychic works with energy and gets information from an aura or somebody's aura.
Right.
Where a medium is somebody who is really just the tool for a spirit to give information to people.
Okay.
So so most mediums that I meet, typically when they find out that they're medium, they're typically very freaked out by the whole thing because they don't really know what's going on. And then they get these messages and they see these things, and it really kind of always throws them really off. Is that how it happened with you?
Well, kind of. So when I was a child, and I believe we all have the ability to tap in. Society just kind of constricts us from that. So when I was a child, I had imaginary friends, all that type of thing. And then as I got older, my teenage years is when I got frightened by it. So I kind of shut it off because I was feeling things in my house growing up, and it would scare me. So I didn't know how to really deal with it or tap into it and to not deal with the lower negative energy.
Now, you said when you were a child. Now, a lot of people find that children do see spirits more than adults do. And a lot of children, you know, it's funny because they see as generations sometimes. You see generations of one kid seeing a spirit in a room, and then they grow up, and then the next generation sees a person in that room. And so they see a trend. Now you said everyone has the ability, and society kind of constricts us. Now, do you think that society, adults, looked at because as they get older, they become less open-minded? Is that why you think that adults don't see it as much as kids do?
Well, I do think some of it is because people don't, like you just said, aren't as open-minded as we get older. I also think religion plays a part in it. Some religions say that it's bad. Some say it's okay. So that can also hinder it as well. And then also another factor is people become scared. And when you're scared and you don't want it, spirit doesn't come through because of that reason.
Sure. Now, when it comes to being a psychic medium in New Jersey, are you more of a, do you have like a physical location? You mostly run online, or how's the business side of this, you know, in 2019? Where's that at when it comes to, you know, business?
Well, I do a lot of meetings on the phone, online.
Okay.
Skype. I do in person too in South Jersey. I go different places. Sometimes I can go to Philly, Delaware. So South Jersey, everybody says it can be certain lines and below. So I'm like Trenton and below, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I go all different places for it.
So you kind of travel around.
Yeah.
So as far as being a psychic, now a psychic, you said, is based on your aura and the energy. Now there's lots of books about the power of attraction and stuff like that, and certain auras draw things to you. And now, do you think that someone's aura, someone's maybe attitude and the aura that they put around them, does that ever control the reading, you think, or?
Absolutely. So sometimes some people will come to me and they will be scared out of their wits. They think that I'm going to tell them they're going to die, which I never tell anybody death because I don't get told that. I am not God, the universal power, whoever, whatever you want to use for him. I am not that person. I don't get that. So if they get so scared that they are going to hear that information, instead of just talking to me about it, they can actually construct the reading and not allow the energy to flow to get a really good reading for them.
So a lot of times the energy is basically how open mind, how accurate the reading is, basically kind of depends on the person and how open they are to you.
A lot of times it can be, if they're, as long as they're allowing their energy flow, it can be like that at times.
I know you said that some people get scared. Is there like a calming procedure that you're told to do, or is it just strictly like, what's your calming procedure? Like if someone, like you can test anxiety, or do you do anything for that, or?
Yeah, I do. And everybody is different because sometimes the spirit will tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they won't. Sometimes I'll have somebody just take a nice deep breath. Sometimes I talk to them.
Right.
I'll explain how it's going to go without doing my actual reading. And what I will not be telling them, like death, sometimes spirit will tell me what they're scared about hearing. Like sometimes people are worried. We all have things in our past, right?
Yeah.
They might be embarrassed about something.
Sure.
And they think that I'm going to pick that up and judge them. Well, that's not for, one, it's not for me to judge. And two, sometimes spirit doesn't even tell me those things. So I let them know that too. Like, spirit doesn't tell me all of your stuff. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they just provide you a message and give me enough to let them know that they
right.
know exactly what I'm talking about.
So being a medium and a psychic kind of ties itself together. They kind of tools that enhance each other, right?
They can. Not all psychics are mediums, but right. all mediums are pretty much psychics.
Hmm. Yeah.
So it helps.
Now, because being a medium, the spirits just usually talk through you. Now, you said you went through some training with it. Now, some people, like, they do the Ouija boards and the stuff, and they feel like certain candles bring in certain spirits and stuff like that. Now, do you feel that certain colors of candles that you may burn maybe control the type of spirits that speak to you, or do you think it just kind of happens by chance?
So I don't like colors of candles while
okay.
I'm doing a reading.
Okay.
So that might work for some people. It doesn't for me.
Okay.
I just ask for the highest spirits to talk to me, for the person's highest good to come through. I don't want to talk to any negative spirit for anybody. That I'm not
right.
communicating with those types of spirits. Absolutely not. I'm asking for the best information and the best spirits for that person.
So you said on your website it's Astral Whispers. So what's Astral Whispers? What's that? Is that just a name that you've given your company, or is it a, you know, explain what that is.
So Astral Whispers is the name of my company.
Yeah, okay.
It's also a brand.
Right.
Because I will be offering products as well in the future when spirit gives them to me. So I got part of that name from one of my guides, and I thought it was only appropriate to use it in my name of my business.
Mm. So, are you familiar with Reiki at all?
I am.
Yeah, so what's your thoughts on that? I know we had a Reiki, a few Reiki masters actually on the show, so what's your opinion on Reiki?
I love it.
Yeah. Do you practice
it
yourself?
I practice
it. Okay.
I do. I think it's a wonderful healing modality
mm-hmm.
from those above, and you can get a lot of information from that too. Not only healing for the person, but information from those above. So I love it, every aspect of it.
Now, like you said, as being a psychic, you deal with people's auras and you pick up on people's auras and communicate through their auras. And so does Reiki, does kind of the same thing. Do you think it's the same type of energy?
No, I don't. Not at all. Because with Reiki, coming from above with that energy, I think it's two totally different things.
Two totally different energies.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, is there anything like specific that maybe you could talk about that maybe? Because you said, you know, obviously when you're first finding out you're a medium, it does obviously freak everybody that's pretty much a medium. When they realize it does freak them out. Is there a point where you decided, what made you decide to embrace it?
Well, I continue to get messages and certain things happening in my life, and I needed to explore it more. I just got this push that I needed to learn and take it into my own hands because there was a bigger calling for me. So that's when I really started reading my books and taking classes and learning more. And it developed really quickly, and here I am now.
So taking classes, how is that from your natural God-given talents? And how is the classes? How have the classes helped you become better at gripping it?
Well, they can help you with different techniques and different areas of study, like remote viewing, like how to do that, or Reiki, or
mm-hmm.
how to work with shamanism, or meditation, something as simple as meditation.
Right.
How to do it, different ways to do it.
Right.
And the list can go on and on.
Now, you said remote, like some Reiki masters said, they can grasp people's energy from remotely. Now, are you able to do that as a psychic as well? Like, or you need that aura in front of you to actually feel the aura, right?
No, I don't.
No? Okay.
Not at all.
So what made you want to start making a business out of it?
I like to help people. And it was driving me, spirit was driving me to that arena. I love the healing aspect. I love talking to people. And I love giving them comfort from people on the other side. I think it's important. Everything's not physical. There's a lot of spiritual elements in the unknown to how we feel and how we act. And if I can help people like that, then it's absolutely awesome. So I'm thankful to be able to do that. That's why.
So do people come to you sometimes for closure, sometimes, just of loved ones of some sort, or?
Absolutely. All the time. A lot of people need to speak with their loved ones or their animals on the other side. And just to know that they're okay, and that we don't poof and vanish into the air, that they're still around, they see what's going on, and they do. That happens almost every reading.
Now, when you say the other side, because a lot of people, because you're able to tap into spirits and talk to them regularly, now do you believe, now sometimes people say that there's like, they have the Judeo-Christian beliefs of heaven and hell, or do you kind of think it's like a wild, wild west up there? Do you have any thoughts about that, or?
I think it's
what the wild, wild west. It's just a bunch of spirits hanging out, or do you think there's any order up there, or?
I do think that there's some type of order up there. I think that there is, I think people up there have living their best life in the spirit world. I grew up as a Catholic, so I was taught heaven and hell.
Catholicism, yeah.
Right, but that doesn't really resonate with me. I don't really focus on the hell part. Really, it's heaven to me. And I see spirits hanging out in different soul groups, and then helping people on this earth while they're learning other things in heaven. So I just see little groups of spirits everywhere is how I see it. And I also see your proverbial heaven as well at times.
So do you have any interesting stories, meeting people? I'm sure it's fascinating.
Interesting stories?
Yeah, like do you ever meet like interesting people, or like do you have anything, any story that you'd like to share?
Well, I do meet a lot of interesting people doing what I do. And sometimes what I find really cool is that what I've been finding lately is that when I meet some certain people, it's also a reflection of what's also going on in my life and what else I can learn from that as I'm telling them things from spirit. So I find that pretty cool that it's also spirit's giving me a message through that as well. And ever since I really started honing in on these abilities, I've also met some really great people, some really good friends along the way that I've never met so many people that I have been just alike with. And
what do you mean? What do you mean by like they have same opinions? You mean like same thoughts?
Or same opinions, same occurrences that happen in our lives.
Okay. Yeah.
Even though we didn't know each other.
Right. Okay.
A lot of synchronicity, and even going through certain things in our lives at that present time that is the same. That's been really cool too.
Now you said a lot of times you meet cool people, and it happens to be sometimes line up with things that are going on with your life. Do you think that's kind of like, there's a purpose to that, or do you think it's just by chance?
Everything has a purpose to it. It's my purpose. I'm also supposed to be learning some of these same lessons. Sometimes we can't reflect on things when we are in it ourselves, right?
Sure. But
you don't really see what's going on in the storm when you're in the storm.
Yeah, tell me about it.
But when you meet somebody else, and you don't even have to connect with them for this, and they are able to, you're able to look at it from the outside, and it's not you.
Right.
It can definitely help you with your world and what's going on in your life by far.
Do you think that helping people helps you personally get a grasp on your life? You say you can see it from the outside view. Do you think by helping people, it kind of helps you help you?
Absolutely, 100%. And I can say that because I lost my father, maybe it was over 10 years ago.
Oh.
And I struggled really, really hard when that happened. It was unexpected, but whether unexpected or not, it's something hard to deal with. And being able to do what I do, it helps me all the time to give that healing, that relief, knowing that that person is still there to these people that I talk to, or spirit uses me to talk to. You know, it's helped me too, 1,000%, because I know he's still there. He's always there.
Well, I know somebody right next to me that could.
How is this got? So as you come into it, how has it transformed your life? Obviously, you're helping people, but how has it transformed your quality of life? Did you feel your quality of life's better going from what you were previously doing to this?
I think this has help me, yes. I know that there's a bigger lesson about it. To try to stay calm and trust the process and know that my guides, angels, are all there to support me and help me through it. And there's some lesson I need to learn, and I just got to move through it with grace. So it's helped me a lot. It's helped me to keep me much calmer than I was before.
So where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from about Clarksboro, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
So
Frank's from New York, so. So do you like any, are you big into the sports up there? Do you like, what do you do for hobbies? Like outside of, you have any fun hobbies you do when you're up there?
Yeah, I'm into jiu-jitsu.
Oh, really?
Yeah, jiu-jitsu and yoga.
Yoga, yeah. Yoga's everywhere.
I love yoga. I love jiu-jitsu too.
The thing that always made
Frank,
me uncomfortable.
She could kick both of our asses.
The thing that always made me uncomfortable about jiu-jitsu is growing up I was always a wrestler. And I can never understand about martial arts being okay with being on your back. It just always bothered me.
But
being on your back?
Yeah, because you have to get in that guard. It's just, I can't do it.
Do you practice it yourself, or are you just, how often is it just like a hobby you do on the side? Obviously, you still practice it, or?
Oh yeah, still practicing it. I go to classes. Maybe I try to get there 2 to 3 times a week. Sometimes it doesn't work with my schedule.
It was something to clear your head too. Probably helps.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It helps a lot.
Yeah.
And you're always thinking 5 steps ahead. It's awesome.
Right.
Absolutely. As physical as it is, any other activity, it's more mental than it is physical, because the more you think into it, the less energy you have to use at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Absolutely.
Now, do you do just normal? The normal yoga, or do you ever do weight yoga? There's different variations of yoga. Do you ever switch up the yoga you do?
Sometimes. I like to do vinyasa, yin, and restorative. And kundalini. I like that too.
Okay. So I bet being in New Jersey, you can find a yoga class anywhere, right? You can walk to the nearest one. They're everywhere?
I wish I could walk to one, because I would. But,
I guess not in the winter, I guess. It's too cold, but yeah.
Well, where I'm at, I'm surrounded by, like, farm fields.
Oh, really?
So, you're in South Jersey. It's all farms.
Oh. I haven't been up there. I don't know. Yeah.
But there's tons of studios everywhere. You just got to find what you like and where you like to go.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're in the city or in the country. I mean, you have to find what you like.
Yeah, true. So
it's hard or easy no matter where you are.
So what do you see the future of your business, and what do you see the future being with psychics? I mean, psychics aren't going anywhere. They'll be around forever as long as time is. But what do you see the future with your business? Do you see bringing on other psychics as part of your brand, or what do you see your future with your company?
Well, I see me writing a book. I see me also creating products, and they're telling me new healing modality. They haven't given it to me yet, but they will when it's time. I don't see bringing on other psychics. I do see myself working with other psychics. Absolutely,
right.
I do now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I see it at.
We saw you on the list of America's best psychics. Now, how did you get on that list? Was that just someone finding your information, and or was that based on a review, or how did you get on? Do you know you're on that list?
Well, I you can apply on Shay's site.
Okay.
And actually, I had a reading by another advisor there. And she's like, you should go and apply. I'm like, all right, I would love to. So I applied, and I went through 2 test readings and an interview process.
Oh, they put you...
check.
Yeah, they put you through the gauntlet, huh?
Yeah, that's okay. Put me through. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
And then I got accepted, so here I am.
Yeah. Okay, well, we do a thing on the episode. We do a Sense Board Cynical Thoughts. So do you have any thoughts that you can provide our listeners based on the episode, or any experience you have through life? Do you have any advice?
Yeah, trust your gut. Your gut will not lie to you, especially when you might feel that you might be getting in a dangerous situation. Some people don't trust that gut, and they should. It's there for a reason. Your guides are telling you things.
Right.
You trust it. So many people don't. And they really need to really learn to trust that, because they're not going to harm them.
All right, Frank, do you have any thoughts for the episode?
Yeah, my sensible thought is, it's really great to get a different look at a different perspective, and a different measure, because a lot of people look at psychics as a way, as an answer to all their problems, and a lot of people don't really look at it as a healing method. So to look at it as a healing method is definitely a new perspective to look at it, and it's definitely eye opening as a different tool, along with all the other tools that we've learned to help people bring comfort to their lives.
Yeah, I'm gonna go sensible as well. Dina, it was great talking to you. I know we've been communicating back and forth on Instagram, and you know we've been wanting to get in touch with you for a while, and I'm glad we could finally make it happen. I know you have a busy schedule, so it's much appreciated that you could work with us on our time. Do you have any promotional tools or anything you want to promote? Any social media? You know, the floor is yours.
Sure. You can hit me up on my website at astralwhispers.com. You can sign up for my newsletter, which I give coupons. You can read my blog. And on my newsletter, I'll put some of my products on there as well. I make some jewelry, too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
You can also find me on the gram at Astral Whispers, Facebook and Twitter, all under the same name. And also you can find me on Shea Parker's Best American Psychics. Also, I'll be doing a gallery reading in Deptford, New Jersey at the Marriott on February 20th. Me and another local psychic will be giving readings to an audience. So people can come out and buy those tickets and come listen. Messages.
All right, Dina, thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
All right. Take care.
See you guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Frank, guess what time it is?
The end of the episode.
Yes, it's time to hear from our friends over at A Teaspoon of Healing.
Y'all better stay tuned to hear that.
Hi, I'm Dawn Damari, host of A Teaspoon of Healing podcast. On my show, people share their healing journeys, and I chat with nutrition, wellness, and Reiki experts. You can find me on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever you get your podcasts, or go to my website, teaspoonofhealing.com.